French President François Hollande was in Greece today to address the country's ongoing economic problems. John Carr has more.
France's President François Hollande arrived in Athens today on a brief visit that's designed to support Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras in his effort to find a way out of the Greek crisis. For the past few months, Samaras has been canvassing high-level European support for what, here in Athens, seems like endless severe austerity. And not finding much sympathy in Germany, Samaras is now turning to the socialist Hollande for some advice on how to ease the burden on the average Greek. At least that's how the Greek media are playing the Hollande visit. Samaras remains hungry for international recognition of its efforts, both to stave off declining popularity at home and to draw in much-needed foreign investment. Unemployment continues to soar to previously unheard-of levels, hitting 60% in the 16 to 24 age group and 26% nationally. But not even encouragement by the likes of Hollande could erase the grim reality of last weekend when a well-armed group of urban guerrillas destroyed the service installations of a gold mine in northern Greece. What's more, they poured petrol over a couple of security guards and threatened to burn them alive. The gold mine represented a significant foreign investment, even if local groups opposed it on environmental grounds. So as Samaras continues to wrestle with intractable economic problems and lingering domestic terrorism, the visit of François Hollande is seen as no more than a pat on the back, a public relations exercise. True, there was some talk of possible French investment in Greece to help kick-start the economy, but after the attack on the gold mine, few here in Athens believe the French are particularly eager to do it. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.